Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk. Just got done talking to Molly Rhodes, Jefferson, our seven cross-country coaches, the girls' district champs of Class 2, District 2. And now I'm speaking to DeSoto cross-country head coach Aaron Young. Of course, DeSoto competing in the Class 3, District 1 race on Saturday down in Cape Girardeau at Notre Dame High School there. And the boys finished fourth. With a couple of individual qualifiers, but the girls' team finished second, and so that means the girls have advanced to state. And, Coach, before we pick off some of the individual runners on the girls' side, you had two finishers, Kayla Vogelsong, number one, Lily Kempfe, number two. But as a whole, this group once again competes very well, extremely well, and is on to state.
Yeah. We knew we were going to have to race really well to make it. Our district just continues to get better and better. Potosi just improved as the season went on, and Cape Notre Dame and Herky, you can never look past anyone. And we were just extremely grateful and happy to survive in advance. And we can't wait until this weekend to get out there and to run again at the state meet.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys, I asked this question to Coach Rhodes, too. With the inaugural Gans Creek race earlier this season, you guys competed in that, correct?
No, sir, we did not.
Okay. Well, where were you guys that weekend, then?
We were at Rimrock in Kansas.
Okay. How'd you guys do there, do you recall?
Our girls finished, I believe it was 11th, and the boys were in the 30th. We had moved up into another level, another race because of our improved overall as a team. Since we finished fourth last year, they moved us up and bumped us up into another division. So, well, we were against some bigger schools on the Kansas side. So, but we still held our own. And Lily finished eighth there to medal. So she did a really good job in a bigger field.
Yeah, Rimrock, Kansas. That's
it's
competition
huge.
There. Yeah. All right, well, cool. So this will be your guys' first time then at that course in Gans Creek. So, okay, good deal. Coach, let's start talking about some of the individuals. I want to save Kayla for a little bit later. How about them Kempfes, though, huh? Lily and Will. Lily for the girls, obviously, and Will for the boys. Lily finishing second, just 3 seconds behind Kayla, and then Will finishing best amongst the boys group at 16 minutes and 52 seconds for a 5K. Both very impressive times and results.
Yeah. Lily just, we had talked after conference, I believe we had talked earlier this year, but Lily just continues to put forth the best season that she's had. And I'm so glad that she's continued to do well. She was, again, determined this race to go out and to give it everything that she had, and she did. Came up just short of a PR, but, heck, she didn't need it. Finished well ahead of the third runner. So she was right where she needed to be and has continued to lead this team and been an outstanding leader all season long. I'm glad to finally talk about the boys and getting a qualifier through. It's the first time in my 6 years that I've gotten multiple runners through on the boys' side, and it's a testament to their hard work. And Will just, his fastest race last year, it was kind of riddled with injury toward the beginning, but his fastest race last year was at districts a year ago, and he ran an 18:26. And then he's done nothing but PR every single race this entire year. He ran 18:06, 17:40, 17:27, 17:24, 17:23, and then he saved the best for last and ran 16:52 on Saturday. Just, like I said, a testament to someone that works over the summer and realizes and gets it and puts in the hard work, and this, it really has paid off for him. He's really starting to tap into the ability that he has been given.
And being a sophomore, Coach, sky's the limit, huh?
Yeah, it really is. He's not done improving. I mean, that's not that. I don't think he's going to plateau. He's hungry, and he's going to go after another PR this weekend. And you know, yeah, being a sophomore, he definitely is going to fill the shoes like of some of the seniors we've had lead on the boys' side. He will fill that role as a leader very well. And we'll continue to make some noise on the boys' side. We've got a good group of junior high boys coming up next year who are going to come in and I think really really help us out.
Coach, before we get back to the girls, you did mention first time in 6 years you've had multiple boys qualify for the state meet. Let's talk about that Jimmy Mann kid who finished 12th for you, just under 17 minutes for his race.
Jimmy is an outstanding young man, too. Had a great junior high season, or excuse me, junior high career. And we were really excited that he, when he came in, he has been summer hit. He started running with us, and, I mean, he hasn't looked back, too. He is just like Will in the fact that hard work does pay off, and he's improved. His best race was again this past weekend. He had a great start of the season, ran a 17:22 at Stan Nelson, our first 5K, and he struggled to get back down, you know, to that mark. But he found it. We had talked earlier in the week last week that you guys, him and Will, were going to have to set PRs and run down, you know, probably have to break 17 just to make it out. And they both did exactly that. They knew right where they needed to be, and they executed. And Jimmy's a great kid, and I can't wait to see what both Jimmy and Will do as leaders on this team moving forward. Have them together for another 2 full years. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it should be really exciting for you guys. And obviously, we wish them the best of luck at state. Coach Young, of DeSoto Cross Countries, who we're talking to. Coach, got to save the best for last, if you will. Kayla Vogelsong, if I remember correctly, she's a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember following her stats as a freshman. Why don't you just sort of introduce to us and our listeners her resume and just how phenomenal she is with all these first-place finishes and top five finishes she seems to just get so easily.
Yeah, she is a machine, and I don't even think we've seen the best out of her yet. Lily, I'm not jumping back and forth, but I don't mean to, but Lily really, like we said, was lit, had a fire lit under her by some college visits that set her mind to proving some people wrong. And Kayla just didn't, you know, physically I think she was there, but mentally at the beginning of the season she just kind of struggled a little bit and kind of was mired in some territory that she hadn't been in. Now, she medaled in every meet that we had except for Rimrock. That was the only one that she didn't medal this year. But, I mean, she finished. Her breakout race, I think, was conference. And we run in a pretty tough conference with Hillsboro and Festus and Herky. And, you know, and she had a fantastic conference meet. And I think there it finally clicked with her that, hey, I can do this. I can hang with Lily. I can be there. And she's there every day in practice. So just when we got to meets, she just – I don't think she was not there yet mentally, but it definitely happened at conference. She realized she could be there, and then at districts, she hung right with Lily, and they worked together as a team. And probably the last 200 meters or so, Kayla kind of left Lily a little bit, and you know, to be a defending district champion in this district, probably, if not the toughest, one of the toughest districts in the entire state, to beat, you know, the likes of Nautica from Herky last year, and then to come back and defend that title this year, I couldn't ask for anything better. And she's peaking at the right time, and I think you know, we're going to see something big happen again with her PR-wise and race-wise this weekend.
All right, great deal. State race, of course, at Gans Creek. There we go. Found it. And that'll be the first time you guys race there. But one other thing that I wanted to just mention about Kayla is the fact that, again, you look at the results, and you said it. Last year she was a district champ as a freshman. And then district champ as a sophomore, and maybe coach could finish off as district champion all 4 years. I mean, that would be something phenomenal in itself. But as far as just where she stands among, you know, the runners at DeSoto previously for what she's accomplished her first 2 years, do you know where she stands as far as those achievements?
Well, since I've been involved with the program, I mean, I think her and Lily are right there as two pretty strong pillars you know, with their accomplishments. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of records kept in the coaching years prior to when, you know, I started in 2009 in the junior high, and the girls program was okay. They didn't really, they never qualified for the state meet. They had some decent runners, but there's nothing since I've been coaching, you know, there's no one in the program that has been up to the level where Kayla is. I don't think that, you know, you could go back to Justa Dahl and Sarah Helen Schmidt, Sarah Helen Schmidt Brinker, who's was our only individual champion, and Justa Dahl went on, and Trisha Crady. I mean, there are some great runners there, but Kayla really has the potential to be one of the best distance runners that DeSoto has ever had, and I think that in years to come we'll see that come to fruition. I think that she really can be one of the greatest distance runners in DeSoto history.
All right, good deal. Coach, just a couple more things. The team for DeSoto girls did make it to state. That means Erica Meller, Jacqueline Ovaharver, Riley Petch, Dominique Mitkos, and Gracie Richardson. They all get to race. They all get a chance to maybe, I don't know, win a state title, or at least, you know, finish top three or top four, which would be big for the girls. I know you have your sights set on a state championship, but just those other five girls, coach, and your belief in them to be able to contribute to what could be a state title this weekend.
Well, Erica really has turned it on. She has become, you know, if Lily is mama hen number one, Erica is number two. She's more on the goofy side, and Lily's definitely more on the strict side. Not really strict, but, you know, just more kind of
serious.
Yeah, serious. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. But Erica knows when to turn it on, and she knows when to race and when to compete. And she had a fantastic race. I mean, I saw her at the 2 mile at the district race, and she was in 15th place, and then she finished in 11th. So she had a lot left, and I think that this course will be great for her. Riley has battled some knee injuries, and just has battled some things all year, but she looks to get back to where she was last year. And I think, you know, I think she can contribute and be a huge part of achieving our goals. And Jackie has been fantastic as well. You know, I talked about her previously, just homeschooled, come in, and she has done so extremely well. And she's been our fifth runner and has, you know, surpassed where our fifth runner was last year. So she's given us everything and more. And Dominique, as a freshman, was trying to was cheering at the beginning of the year, and that's been over, and she's given us everything that she's had. She's been a fantastic addition, and Gracie moved up and was on the JV ranks all of last year, and finally broke onto the varsity scene and had a PR this past weekend, PR'd by 18 seconds, and I think that can happen again this weekend. All of those five are just have been huge. Of course, as you know, in a team sport, you can't really do anything if you don't have any depth. And those girls all work together all summer long, and it's just been fantastic to see them grow and get better as the year has progressed.
All right, good deal, Coach. I think we'll get you out on that. I certainly appreciate your time, and can't wait to see not just what your school does, but all Jefferson County schools, whether it's team or individual-wise, do at the state cross-country meet in Gans Creek on Saturday.
Me too. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome. Again, that is Aaron Young, head coach for DeSoto Cross Country. The girls on the state, and the two individuals on the boys' side, Will Kempfe and Jimmy Mann. So best of luck to all of them as Coach Young joins us today on KJS Sports Talk.